Grandparents set out to find their young grandson and get more than they bargained for from his new stepfather's family. This is a review of the new film, Let Him Go.
I saw exactly what I've always felt about Donnie Weeboy. And I saw that girl can't protect her child.
Margaret, Jimmy is her boy.
He's your grandson.
After their son was accidentally killed, his widow marries another man who takes her and her son to another state, and let's just say there were no plans for a family reunion.
We came to see our grandson.
My boy doesn't have to answer to you.
And we don't have to answer to you.
Whoa.
Writer and director Thomas Bazooka pits family versus family in this drama-slash-revenge thriller. Let Him Go is an uneven yet good-looking and well-told tale of grief-stricken grandparents hell-bent on getting their grandson back from a family of creepy and violent brothers led by their equally creepy and violent mother. The performances are what holds things together. Kevin Costner and Diane Lane are a couple once again, and Lane is the real standout as a quiet but no-nonsense grandma who won't take no for an answer, a trait the film's protagonists, the Weeboy clan, call her out on early, and the Weeboys are suitably scary, delivering some moments of terror that'll have you gripping your seat. Jeffrey Donovan's evil smirk and Leslie Manville's Don't Cross Me stare made my heart sink. I appreciate the buildup and unbelievably tense moments that have you guessing every next turn. Unfortunately, all that work goes by the wayside in favor of a quick wrap-up, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think I just wanted a little bit more from what was a really good start. And for that, I give Let Him Go 3.5 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. I'm Rob LaFrenz, and I'll see you at the concession stand.